While hearing the word oops is never welcome, there are some places where it's especially foreboding, like the dentist chair, the operating room during a vasectomy, or even worse in our case, the barber shop where our very reluctant 13-year-old son was getting a haircut. He didn't exactly hear that, but he didn't need to. Just one look in the mirror said it all. What we'd had here was a failure to communicate the meaning of the word short. For our son, who proudly sported a long, unruly mane, short meant ears still buried under slightly greasy locks. Problem was, his stylist was envisioning Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle, not Justin Bieber. The resulting buzz cut triggered much wailing and gnashing of teeth from my son and symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder from my wife, who had the misfortune of witnessing this stylistic atrocity. Months later, when the time came for the next haircut, it was obvious which one of us would be venturing into that battle zone. Now, the thing that made it tough was I knew exactly where he was coming from. I was a long hair myself as a kid and endured my fair share of bad cuts, inflicted by my frugal, do-it-yourself dad. His haircuts were just a cut above, no pun intended, the bowl jobs that the neighbor kids behind us sported. One Saturday morning, after years of enduring the unendurable, my brother Chris, the family rebel, finally snapped. Just as Dad cranked up the razor, he made a run for it, probably heading for the woods leading from our house on Myrtle Drive down to the Wabash, maybe with the idea of floating away to that magic place where kids never have to get haircuts. As I recall, he made it up the first three steps of the basement before Dad snagged him, left two handprints on his behind that I'd wager are still there today, and planted him rather roughly onto the stool. Now, maybe it was just my imagination, but it seemed to me that that haircut was particularly short and more than usually unattractive. Mercifully, after drawing blood from the top of my ear, Dad hung up his shears and sent us to Laney's Barbershop on 52 in West Lafayette. After several uneventful visits, Providence shined on me. For reasons unknown, Dad made my oldest brother take me to Garrett's, down on Northwestern and Stadium, where Wright Flowers is today. My brother went first, leaving me with some idle time. Being the literary sort, I perused the reading material on the table in the waiting area. There, peeking up at me from among the Sports Illustrateds and Newsweeks, was that holy grail of prepubescent libido, Playboy magazine. With the subtlety of a spy, I slipped it inside a Sports Illustrated to block the view of the proprietors and spent 15 glorious minutes fondling the glossy pages of my erotic treasure. Way too quickly, the barber called my name, and once I realized I hadn't been busted, I coolly made my way to the chair. Visions of playmate goddesses gyrated in my head while Mr. Garrett went about his business. To this day, it's the best haircut I've ever had, probably the best any man's ever had. Needless to say, I kept going back for more, delighting my parents with my newfound cooperation. Only by threatening him with punishments worthy of the avenging Old Testament God did I manage to get my 13-year-old into the car for that next haircut. I have to admit that I seriously considered just dropping him off at Great Clips by Payless and making a quick stop at the El Rodeo bar, but I bucked up and went in with him, just to make sure he didn't bolt like his Uncle Chris. As the stylist led him to the chair, he walked haltingly, like a prisoner being led to the death chamber. He was unusually quiet during the whole procedure. Me? I was afraid to look, burying my face in the Reader's Digest on the table. After the slowest 10 minutes in my life, she swung the cape away, showering the floor with the remnants of his adolescent rebellion. He looked in the mirror, and with maybe a vague trace of a grin, uttered his one-word response, "Cool." And that was that. On the drive home, I admitted to him that when I was his age, I hated to get haircuts too, but that it actually felt pretty good to get it out of my eyes and off my neck, and it was a heck of a lot easier to wash. Mustering up his adolescent pride, he replied, "Dad, you're never going to get me to like haircuts." Fair enough. At least he's starting to learn some of the cruelest lessons that life has to offer. Sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. Sometimes appearances do matter. And sometimes you have to give in to the man, especially when he feeds, clothes, and shelters you. So in the end, all was well. What happens next time? Who knows? The only thing I'm sure of is it's going to be his mom who finds out.